Blog Talk Radio.
Trey calling now? Not yet?
Yeah, you can call in now.
Bless you.
Thank y'all.
Lovely.
Did you hang up on me?
Yeah.
How dare you? So rude.
It's showtime, it says.
What?
If we don't start in 10 minutes, we can't stream on Facebook.
We'll use my Twitter handle as well.
Oh, there he is.
I told you how to make a boom boom. Oh, that's not far enough for me to move that thing.
Looks like any of us could share our screen.
Probably.
Yeah. Try that. Let's see if you can do it.
Hold on. I got to find something good to share before I just fucking...
That's awful.
Can you see anything? What do you see?
Okay, hold on.
What do you see now? Are you seeing a girl?
Come on, Sid.
What?
Come on, Sid.
I have to make it worth your while.
Right. Oh, look at this nice little loop. All right, we're going to remove that. Good to know. Any of us could share the screen. All right.
I can just share the screen now?
Yeah, I have to approve it, but you can. You could share your screen as well. Like, you wouldn't just take over. I'd have to, like...
But, I, in other words, you and I can do it at any time, so long as you give me permission to do it.
Yep. All right.
Okay.
Ready? Everyone ready?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Oh! This is your announcer.
Hold on.
And it's recording?
I'm going to go, when I go live, it records.
Okay.
I'm going to mute you guys. So just make sure to unmute.
Go! This is your announcer, Shannon Saint Mainframe, welcoming you to our IP live cast. I see on the run sheet that the live cast will be talking about Alex Skolnick's new rap song. Stop making fun of Alex. If this rap thing doesn't work out for him, he'll have to take extra shifts at the Cheesecake Factory. Is that what you want? Our IP live cast starts now.
Shannon Saint Mainframe, she's so thoughtful. Welcome to a new era of the Metal Injection live cast. We're not called that anymore. We're RIP live cast.
Want to restart, Rob?
I'm starting to get off on a great note.
That's
it's RIP live cast.
Is bulging with money right now. From only you. I don't think either one of us has done that.
Well, I feel like I'm the only one that actually says the name of the show, which is it's kind of like second nature. But yeah, the show is RIP live cast, and we're very excited because After 654 episodes, we've finally gotten our act together and we're streaming on Twitch. Join us on episode 2000 where we're live on TikTok.
I have a question. Did Twitch even exist when this show began?
Oh, no. No. There's no way.
Definitely not.
Maybe we're in like our seventh season when that happened.
But we're here now. RIP Livecast is our handle. So if you're listening to the archive, hit us up on Twitch and hang out with us on there as well. And also we're streaming live on YouTube and our Facebook page now. And we've decided that we're going to be making our video streams available for free from this point forward. So you could check out the video version of the show now on our social, on our Facebook, on our Twitch, or on our YouTube page, all of which are RIP Livecast. That's very exciting.
I'm excited. I also heard from the intro from Shannon that Alex Shkulnik has a new song. And,
he does.
Did he like workshop it in between shifts at the Cheesecake Factory?
I'm not sure when he wrote it, nor do I believe that he actually works at the Cheesecake Factory. I think that's just something that
they fired him.
No, I think that's something that you guys started.
No, Rob is saying that he doesn't do any work there.
He's collecting
employed.
A paycheck.
He's on the books, but he's really lazy.
It's one of those fucking no-show jobs. He's in with the mafia, this guy.
He's in the rubber room. No, he spends all his time writing stupid fucking Trump songs. That's the problem. That's what I'm worried about. He's going to get canned. They're going to figure him out.
Oh, I'm so excited for this song. I spent a week avoiding listening to it just so I could get my first fresh reaction live on Twitch.
So we'll have a contrast then because I dove into it headlong.
We're going to get to it in a moment, but I do want to say we have a question from Speculum Fight. He asks, are you taking subscribers? Now, on Twitch, you can have paying subscribers. We don't have that set up yet, but we're just getting it started for now. Please follow us as we slowly grow our Twitch channel. Hopefully in the next few weeks we'll set up some subscriber goodies. So that'll be good. We also have Sanskar in the chat giving us a yo-yo. Mm. And here goes nothing tier two. Hello, guys. So that's exciting.
Hi, everybody.
Snake mouth? What is that image that he shared?
It looks like a snake mouth, indeed.
All right.
Here goes nothing points out that Twitch was not around when we first started. It was called Justin TV at the time. I didn't realize that Twitch was an evolution of Justin TV. I very much remember Justin TV because it was the first place where you could just stream live, and it was pretty straightforward. And then I remember really quickly people started streaming wrestling pay-per-views on there. So very fun.
Oh, now that you said that, I remember Justin TV now. Oh, my God. I remember you would send me links. Like, you were the guru that always found out where the streams are, and like 90% of the time was on Justin TV.
But it was only pay-per-views with Justin Credible in them.
No one wants to see that shit.
Yeah. No, I mean, undercard, the main event could have still been good. You don't only get his match. You get the full card.
But the ECW pay-per-views usually sucked.
By the
time they were doing pay-per-views, I was kind of over ECW. Right. December to Dismember, that's like the worst pay-per-view in wrestling history.
You only like the ECW demo tape.
Yeah, I'm a hipster.
Once they signed to the major.
I gotta call it like I see it. Now, I'm not afraid of being called a hipster. That early stuff was much better.
And, of course, as you see on the ticker, if you're watching the video version and listening live, we have a phone number, 213-WIDENUT. That's the number. That's 213-943-3688.
Give us a ding, ding.
Yeah.
Please do. And queuing up this hot new hip-hop jam.
I already have secondhand embarrassment for this. I haven't even, like, I've heard it in my personal life, but, like, you're not playing it yet, and I still cringe.
I'm so excited.
Fuck Trump.
Are his two bandmates from my background, are they in the video?
He does have people in the video, but it's not.
It's not Lizzie Dubs and the Castro Kid? No?
Now, I just want to say, before you play this, we can reveal, it's not really a spoiler, this is another song about Trump, right?
Yeah, so, I guess we should mention, we should give a little backstory here, too.
Yeah, he wrote a song. He wrote he's already got two songs in the can, both about Trump. The first one was called Fuck Trump, and it was just like a list of Trump's crimes or whatever as a president. And he just basically, then the chorus goes, fuck Trump. And what was, I don't even remember what the second one was called.
Wasn't it about vaccines or Fauci
or wearing
something?
Oh, right, yeah. Fauci. But he mentions Trump in the song, right?
I'm sure he did, yeah. I mean, you so got to play the hits. Even within a song, you have to play the hits.
So, yeah. I wonder if Trump won, do you think he would be doing like an anti-vaccine song?
The second song is called Wear a Fucking Mask.
Oh, okay, that's right.
It's
oh, my God, that one was...
He got so vulgar with his fuck. He has to say fuck. Do you think if Trump had won in alternate reality, would he be doing anti-vax songs like Trump's vaccine is dangerous? Fuck the vaccine. Fuck the vaccine. Fuck the Trump vaccine. You know what I mean? With his white rap.
That's a good question.
I mean,
it's hard to
yeah.
say. Probably.
Same vaccine. I mean... Good or
right.
bad?
Yeah. Well, let's dive into this. Let's
stop a speculum fight with a great comment. What do you mean if he won?
Oh, right. Sorry.
Good question. Good question.
I didn't mean to offend our audience that knows the actual truth about the big lie. I'm sorry. You know what gets me about that? I'm sorry. I'm delaying the video again, but like, there's so many people that are so upset about that. Right? Still, what is it, like a year later? But Trump is just like playing golf and like doing stupid
things. Yeah, he's over it. He's enjoying his retirement.
He's just on, you know, talking
about retirement. He's going to run again.
Right. All right, sure. But for now, you know,
he's
on a hiatus. He doesn't even give a shit.
He's still doing rallies. He's milking it. He's getting his cash out of it.
Hosting a dumb boxing.
He's always got a way to monetize. Yeah.
All right.
Dumb shit.
So let's... Here it is. The track is called B-I-G-L-I-E.
Oh.
And it's actually a rap group he's in now called Hush Money with a dollar sign for the S, which features Scully D, which is Alex, of course, and Kimmy G.
Why is it Scully? Is it just because there's Scully D?
I assume that's, yeah.
Does he fucking know who Scully D is, though?
Yes. He knows the name, probably. I doubt he's ever heard the track.
All right.
Or maybe the D is for Democrat. It's just like you know, Congress people, they have the letter after their name just to identify.
D stands for Democrat.
Who is who is Kimmy G, though?
We'll get
Rob Dino. Okay.
To the show.
Yo, Jay, hype! What? Drop the beat.
Channel spot. All right away.
Oh my God.
Right away. Well, first of all, he has two black guys in the video with him, I guess for credibility.
So,
and he's wearing a Run DMC shirt.
In case you didn't know what genre of hip hop he was doing in this song.
Who he was emulating.
Yeah. And it's one of these two gentlemen, Kimmy G.
I believe so.
Then why doesn't the other one get a credit?
This is all very confusing. Oh, it says featuring Robot Guy. Maybe one of them is Robot Guy?
No, Robot Guy is the Robot Guy from Chappelle's Show. We'll get to it.
What?
Actually, it
Fox
says...
News Prime Time.
Sorry, what were you going to say?
It says director Frankie Fulida featuring Robot Guy. That means Robot Guy helped direct this?
Yeah.
Prime time. Let's call it Slime Time. Competition lurks, OAN News Max. So Fox has to up the twisting of the facts.
Have to up.
And then I love this little clip. So there's one verse of rapping, and then there's this jazz breakdown.
Wait, there's a breakdown 30 seconds into the song?
Yes!
These fucking jazz people.
I need a detox from these toxic talks. It's like tame the locks from a cable box. All for watching Fox. This is a man who will change your sanity. He goes by the name of Sean Hannity.
Oh, no.
Followed up by Tucker. He's a disturbed mother.
Shut up.
Oh, he's not cursed here. Can you imagine being in Times Square or whatever and seeing these guys?
I mean, this is like the 30th craziest thing going on at Times Square at this moment. Like that, yeah, this is like a daily occurrence in Times Square.
Yeah, there's like a Latvian guy who just arrived here on a boat that's in a Spider-Man costume. That's like rubbing his athlete foot against the curb to decrease the itching.
Skolnick doesn't have his dick out, so this
I do something through the Ingram angle and get way out of line. We got Justine and her box of wine.
So this is like, it's just the full lineup of Fox shows.
Yeah, I was just saying, like, promoting. Shout out.
Ingram angle and getting way out of line. We got Justine and her box of wine.
Everybody lock up your sons and hide your daughters because it's this Fox News for the premiere of Jesse Waters, everybody. Okay.
Yeah, why no shout out for Jesse?
So how the hell can there be a quid pro?
Yeah. The
2020 election was under historic protection, subject to inspection.
What does that even mean? It was under historic protection. What?
Well, like, that was like the talking point, that it was the most secure election in the history of the country, is what, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay, I see.
Accept his rejection.
We got to keep, like, every line is a banger here.
Oh.
Under his solar protection, subject to inspection.
But someone didn't accept his rejection.
Had to go and start an insurrection.
I want to stop here. I feel like at this point,
I have to interrupt. The man on the left, his shirt says doo doo.
Yes.
All right. Just for the listeners, I just wanted to clarify that the man on the left shirt says doo doo.
He's already writing a Yelp review of this song that he's participating in. He's getting a head start.
Just in case his friend saw this video, he wanted them to know that he was really on board.
I had to get that bag, man. I'm sorry.
We have a caller. We'll get the caller on in just a second.
He got free. He got a free $20 credit at the cheesecake.
Yeah. He got free spring rolls.
I feel like I assume he's trying to speak to the perhaps right wing people, perhaps Trump supporters, and I feel like if you're doing that by calling it an insurrection, you're immediately like giving up the game. You lost. That's it. They're not going to listen to you because they don't consider it an insurrection. And truthfully, it wasn't an insurrection. Nothing was – you can call it a riot. You can call it a failed coup attempt, and even that is already pushing it.
What's the difference between a coup and an insurrection?
I think an insurrection is when anybody rises up against anything, and a coup is when there's a rising up against specifically a head of state.
But well, the more we're saying it's not even a coup because, like, they didn't go after anyone. They just ran around and, like, caused a mess.
I mean, I think if they had their shit together, it would have been those things, but it was just
sure,
a bunch
but
of idiots,
they exactly,
so, yeah.
Exactly. They didn't have their shit together. So
we're
you're,
legislating
you're exaggerating
intent.
It.
Yeah.
But also, I think if beyond that, if you want to speak to conservatives, you probably shouldn't be rapping.
Yeah. I think he lost them like at second one.
Which makes me think I don't think he's speaking to conservatives. Yeah. I think he's like just speaking to an echo chamber of people that already agree with him.
Here's what it is. He's alienated all of his friends with this, like, his freakouts after watching Fox News. So this is the only way he can express himself now to people that will listen. Just, I'll fucking write a song about it because nobody's returning my calls anymore.
Makes sense to me.
So area code 587. You're on the live cast. This is Alex Skolnick.
Hello.
Yo, baby. Fuck niggers. Fuck niggers.
Oh.
All right.
On.
Well,
this is what Twitch is all about, Rob. This is what you put us on this platform.
Yeah.
You know what RIP stands for this week? Racially insensitive platform.
That's
it. Done.
R.I.P. at Twitch.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back to the rap song.
And no, that's not the show episode title. How dare you?
Go to D.C. for a capital riot. Buddy Bias. Go to D.C. for a capital riot. Houston hapless preordained mission. Unrest for sedition, which is uncontested.
Have people been arrested for sedition?
They've been arrested.
Or is it? Now they're calling it a tourist visit, voting against an investigation. Now that's misinformation. We got a whole lot of nerve trying to misinform me.
Oh, this poor guy.
You can hide from the truth. That ain't nothing but a big lie. A big lie.
nothing but a big big, nothing but a big big, nothing but a big big lie. Nothing but a big big, nothing but a big big lie.
I can't get over just how cringy Alex Skolnick dancing is. And I'm sure he knows to some extent that he's a white man dancing, but it's like I have secondhand embarrassing.
Look at that freeze frame you just did. He's like having a seizure.
And also, like, why do we need this? This was released on the one-year anniversary of January 6th. Who's still talking about it? Like, where is the debate here? Like, if this was released a week after, okay, you would think he could write these lyrics so quickly in a week? He didn't even have two black friends back then. He needed a year to get the two black friends.
Well, this was clearly done at the very least a few months ago, because look at how little clothing people are wearing.
Well, there's no timetable on Genius, Rob. Come on.
Yes, sir.
So then wait. So then he recorded it over the summer and held on to it to release it on the 6th.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's clearly what happened.
The conservatives conserving, and the truth to seduce your earnest profits is what they're turning.
I want to point out now, this is Kimmy G, I assume.
Okay.
Because you can actually tell he has rap flow.
The better rap flow. I mean, yeah, it's a low bar.
It's a burden, Q sheep hurting, false wording, it's working, basic facts, that's meant for stirring, half-ass racist, fascist, vermin, dark urban, fraud, swirling, it's hurtful.
You know who this guy reminds me of? Do you guys remember the old Blue Blockers infomercial that used to run on Channel 11 all the time, and there was the one guy who, like, did the rap about Blue Blockers?
100%.
What are Blue Blockers?
Like sunglasses that supposedly filter out blue light from the sun.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But this was like late 80s, early 90s.
He had this big Mexican hat, this big sombrero, and he was just standing on the boardwalk like kind of freestyling to whoever would come by about blue blockers. And it's so bad. It's equally as bad as this rap. But at least that was the 80s. It was like sort of in the first decade of rap forming itself, what it was going to be. So you can give that guy a pass a little bit.
Yeah, this is inexcusable.
They're just spurring folks.
This is a war crime.
We got a whole lot of nerve trying to do it for me.
Is it for me?
We're trying to tell the whole world what I didn't see. B-I-G-L-I-A. Try to deny the glue in the side. You can hide the truth. That ain't nothing but a big lie. A big lie. Oh, no.
And of course, every rap song needs a solo.
Okay.
This is Robot Guy and Kimmy G right here.
Is that Bobby Moynihan?
I don't understand this.
Much of this happens overseas. Corrupt minds just like a disease.
This is so blown away. Like, what hackers?
The Russian
ones,
Rob. Come on.
The ones that stole the election using Facebook JPEGs. That's very true, not misinformation story whatsoever. So this is so funny, though. To me, it's hilarious that he's correctly, by the way, making fun of dumbass Trump supporters for, like, whining that Trump actually won and didn't lose. But then he's doing the same exact thing. He's like, the Hillary Clinton actually won because of Russian hacking and disinformation. Like, don't you understand you're just as dumb as these motherfuckers?
But he knows how to play guitar, Darren.
Well, that doesn't really make up for it, because he only did about one-tenth of the song playing the guitar, and the rest of it rapping like a 57-year-old man who's never heard a hip-hop song before.
He's left-wing John Schaefer.
Please, don't call him left-wing. That hurts my soul.
He's liberal John Schaefer? Like, what word do you want me to use?
That's better. Yeah. I can't call this guy left.
He's John Schaefer, whose crimes are not arrestable, but arguably equally bad.
Yeah, crime to humanity. Yeah. He's just like, I love the CIA. I don't know if I can call that a leftist. I believe everything the FBI say.
So we doubt of all that is true. Somebody's blaming.
I am Q.
Rumors spreading faster than Alexis. Arizona, Georgia, Florida, and Texas. Recounts based on nothing but fiction. Used as excuses for voter restrictions. G-O-P. They once were the party of Nancy and Ronnie.
Okay, this line blew me away. This is the line where I pulled my hair out. Let's go back. So all of this is okay. Like, at this point, it's like, okay, relatively harmless. Calling it an insurrection was like a strike. You know, saying the hackers thing was like, all right, come on. But then this line.
Florida and Texas recount based on nothing but fiction. Used as excuses for voter restriction. G-O-P. They once were the party of Nancy and Ronnie. Now they got their dripping hair Giuliani.
Okay. So they once were the party of Nancy and Ronnie. Yeah. Now they're the party of dripping Giuliani. Implying that the party was okay when Ronald Reagan was there.
All it's implying is that he needed a rhyme for Giuliani.
I'm sorry. No.
And also, wasn't this saying that. It was Kimmy G. So your quarrel there is with Kimmy G.
The amount of harm that Ronald Reagan did, like, for anyone, if they're trying to, if a liberal is trying to make an argument and they start it with, at least Ronald Reagan was decent, it's like, no, you lost.
Yeah,
You're wrong. You're done. I don't want to talk to you. Get out of here.
I'm telling you, he just needed something that rhymed with Giuliani.
No, I'm sorry. Like, you're
overcomplicating it.
I think he needed something that rhymed with Giuliani, and he likes Ronald Reagan. I don't think it's
I was giving him
exclusive.
The benefit of the doubt up until that very moment. At that point, no.
It's like, what if he had a word to rhyme? What if he was trying to rhyme Titler, and he's like, the only thing he comes with is I really love Titler.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. Previously the party of Hitler. Hey, now, I need a little Hitler. What? No!
This Trump is making me lose all my marbles. Hey, everyone remember how good it was when we had Joseph Goebbels?
The dripping hair Giuliani. The voters have lost all touch with what's real. Sending all the money to Biden won, man. There ain't no mystery. Chalk it up to revisionist history. Pure conspiracy. Don't be a loon. The earth is round and we went to the moon. You got a whole lot of nerve trying to misinform me. They're trying to tell the whole world what I see.
Conspiracy theories are very bad. Also, Hillary Clinton didn't really lose because of Russian hackers that were under her bed.
Who are all these
now
other people?
There's the Womack guy.
Where?
You got a whole lot of nerve.
There is.
Oh. That might be the blue blocker guy.
Yeah.
He's got a gray beard now. It was a while ago.
Yeah.
It's a big lie.
Oh, no.
Rod, did you find blue blockers?
How is there still more than a minute left? They're already just saying big lie over and over again. What?
This is extended. Who the fuck was that?
Yeah, what was that? Go back to the MAGA hat guy.
That was like one of his buddies that they put a MAGA hat on.
Rob, do you know this dude?
I do not know this guy. And again, even if you, like, why would you give money to Trump for this hat?
Are you sure that's what it is? And they didn't just find a MAGA hat wearing guy in the park and say, here's $20, just say this on camera?
So they still gave him MAGA $20.
Yeah, at any point.
He looks like Stephen Ogg, Trevor from Grand Theft Auto 5.
Nothing but a big lie. It's a big lie. Nothing but a big lie. Once again, I'm watching Fox News as they switch to prime time. Crime time. Let's call it prime time.
The callback.
Oh, no.
High concept.
Is he just trying to look like Frank Zappa? Like, what is happening? Why is this?
So this happened in the beginning, too.
Yeah,
that was it. All right.
Oh, the credits. Wait, hold on. Oh.
Kimmy Gordon is the editor. So is that Kimmy G?
Oh, well, I just had one of my questions answered. I was going to ask if that guy, that poor guy, rapping.
Oh, there you go. Random man in a MAGA hat.
Yeah.
There we go.
I was going to ask if that poor guy had a rap Alex Skolnick's lyrics. But apparently he wrote his own, it said in the credits.
This is all very confusing. And Rob, you need to pull in all your favors and whatnot and get Alex on the show. We need a further explanation on all of this.
I'm fine with that. He's welcome.
I want to read some of these comments I've been showing on the screen. Doc says that video is so freaking stupid. Alex should be embarrassed. flea market floppy disk. Oh God, not the jazz guitar, for fuck's sake.
That's how I feel.
All right, I did find the blue blockers.
Ooh.
Oh, this is great.
And it's just the rap song. Oh, here we go. Yeah.
Right, a big dumb sombrero.
Tell you what I'm thinking. This will come to pass. My name is Geek. I put them on as a shocker. Man, I love these blue blockers. Everything is clear. They block out the sun. Oh, yeah. I got to get me some. Everything
you got
is cool around. No bull in my speech. This is what I do up and down Venice Beach. My name is Geek. I'm more than a hip hopper. And I'll be cheap in my blue blockers. Yeah. Now, what do I mean? Yes, these sunglasses are really, really
so yeah, am I out of line to say that he sort of looks like the professional wrestler Virgil?
No, I see it. He looks more like Tony Atlas. Than me,
yeah.
It's like halfway.
Yeah. We'll get you some blue blockers. Nah, you got this week. I'll see you later. I got to make some money on the beat.
There's a whole thing. Like he goes, this is an infomercial, by the way. It's 30 minutes long.
Yeah.
And they go into the blue, what the blue blockers do and blah, blah, blah. And then they come back to him and he's just like, he just finds random people and like just talks to them and raps to them about blue blockers and what they're.
It makes them very uncomfortable.
Yeah, but also like incorporating things about them, you know.
Yeah. Like a sketch artist.
It used to be one of those things that whenever it came on TV, I had to sit and finish and watch the whole thing. And if I joined in the middle, I would sit and finish to the end.
Got to stick around for the rap song.
I guess people, young people, wouldn't know what joining a show in the middle means anymore, right?
Yeah, no, not really.
Is that a thing of the past? They used
There's
to be on scheduled
TV.
Times, you know. Yeah, but I'm saying there is still live TV, but only boomers watch live TV.
Yeah.
I don't know. Am I a boomer?
In this context, I am
definitely one.
Yeah. I'm not by the strict definition of a boomer, but I'd probably be a boomer to like a 25-year-old.
Do you think we're boomers? Give us a call. 213,
oh, no.
Why not? 213-943.
I mean, just asking for someone to call you is a boomer thing.
That's
yeah. Right there, we're already guilty as charged.
You could also hit us up on social media, RIP Livecast on all platforms. You could send us a comment that way. We'll
also,
get it.
The last guy that called us sounded like a boomer.
Oh, my God.
Do we want to take another call? I'm terrified.
Rob, why don't you show the wonderful viewers and listeners our new T-shirt design that came out yesterday. It's so sexy.
Oh, okay. I'll make sure.
Capitalism. What's more boomer than that? Let's sell some shit.
We have a brand new T-shirt. It's adventure. Here it is. The RIP Livecast.
Mm.
Rising from the dead shirt. You see our, which arm are you?
I got to zoom in. There we go. I think, Sid, are you left-handed?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you're the one on the right because that's a left hand.
Yeah.
And I will be, I think Rob's is like high, so he's like his mic's dangling. So I'll be the
middle
one.
I was going to pick the dangle. I'm probably the klutz that dropping the mic. So there you go. It's on sale for the next
And also, day. Yours is the only one that's plugged in.
Oh. You
jerk.
I have a wireless mic. So
okay.
It's on sale for $14 for the next day. Also available as a hoodie, as a sticker, the kitchen, a mug. You can get a pillow. Get a little pillow with it.
I got my Derensky mug. It is very sexy.
Nice.
Whenever I drink coffee now, I drink out of my Derensky mug.
Could even get a laptop case for yourself.
That's awesome.
One size fits all, or is it, can you tailor it to your laptop?
Yeah, you could tailor it to the size.
Oh, wow.
What are the options?
12, 13, or 15.
Beautiful.
Size 16, 17-inch laptops.
Don't forget to mention 25% off. For the next day and a half.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right.
So, the second of fights is a nice design. We agree. Okay.
I'm sorry. Did you have something on the agenda you wanted to do? I wanted to talk about the Fresh Prince show,
oh, God.
Trailer.
Okay. I need to use the bathroom so you can talk about it.
Music.
Is this also a new thing on Twitch that you could take the stream to the bathroom with you?
I'm not taking the stream to the bathroom.
Well, why don't you play it and then when you're okay, never mind.
I can play it.
Play it. We'll watch it and then
okay,
we'll
but then
have
he
time
won't
to
see
bathroom.
It.
I've seen it. I've seen the trailer.
Is it a number one or number two, Rob? Just tell us that.
A boom, boom, or a pee-pee?
It's a quick number two, but an emergency one where if I don't...
Darren, it might be just the two of us for the next hour.
No, it'll be quick.
We can hold our own.
Famous last words. All of a sudden, you squirt out a kidney.
Oh.
It just plops right down into the toilet.
Oh, what?
I remember when I was younger... Howard Stern, do you remember he used to have one of the Jerry Lewis telethon dudes on his show quite a lot?
No.
And this guy told a story. It was one of the, like, wheelchair-bound, I don't remember what illness he had, but he had some kind of debilitating illness. And he told some story about how he was taking a shit and, like, an intestine came out or some organ, like, came out while he was shitting because his body was so, like, fucked up and... Yeah, so I always
hopefully
think
that doesn't happen
that.
To me.
I can't. That can't be true. That would be for Howard Stern. I mean, you got me terrified now.
You have to have like a disease that already puts you in a wheelchair, and you're also like about 3.5 feet tall or 4 feet tall. So it's a shorter distance to travel.
Well, what if he? Like, what if he, like...
All right, guys, I got to go. So either I'm playing this or I'm not. All right,
go.
This is the new show, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, boy.
Oh, it's just called Bel-Air. Oh,
but
no sound.
Rob!
Rob, come back!
Fucking guy!
All right, I guess we're going to have to watch it on mute. Fucking.
Oh, this is too good. And How then about... it's going to finish... playing and then other suggested videos are going to play also on mute.
Let's just dub it with fake.
Whoa, this house is big. Whoa, look, I'm at a party. This is a pretty lady. I got a suit.
Oh, I learned how to tie my shoes last week. Are you impressed?
Yeah, I am. Why is he dressed like Pee Wee Herman? I don't know. Like one of the jokes that they make to somebody say, hey, you look like Pee Wee Herman.
I would hope so. You can't let that go and not call it out. This Carlton, by the way.
Oh, all right. Carlton looks not goofy.
Yeah.
So that's already, I guess, well, this is a drama, so I guess he's not supposed to be goofy.
Well, since we don't have sound, I'll just tell you what's kind of going on here. He moved to, in the show, the original, they don't really say why he moved. It's just like, it's in the theme song. It's like, I got in one little fight, my mom got, because she overreacted.
Yeah.
So in this... That's his cover story. Like, my mom overreacted, but in reality, he got into a fight. He pulled out a gun or something. The cops threw him to the ground. He was like, you know, he's not a bad kid. He's like, you know, maybe like false bravado.
Mm-hmm.
He had a gun on him. They throw him to the ground. He's in like real trouble. And like some guy from Philadelphia, like a big mob boss or whatever, wants to fucking kill him. So...
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Phil pulls strings and like gets him to go live with him so he can be safe. But then he doesn't fit in, and then it's like, oh, racism. Here's the white kid that hates black people. And he's not fitting in. Nobody, like Carlton fits in by, you know, assimilating white culture, but he can't do it. So he's all upset now. So Uncle Phil is
Uncle Phil is like handsome and in shape.
Yes, Uncle Phil.
Come on.
This show has lots of like Empire vibes. It's like they're, you know, a power couple, and it's like a black primetime soap opera.
The only actor in this that I recognize, I believe the actress who's playing Aunt Viv, was on the last season of The Last OG, the Tracy Morgan sitcom.
Oh, you watched that? I never saw it.
It's not very good. I watch it because I'm like loyal to Tracy Morgan and I want him to do well in all his endeavors, but it is not very good at all. Mm-hmm. And it's gotten less, progressively less and less funny and more just like after school special preachy.
So it's still on?
Yes.
Oh, you said the last season.
Most recent.
Oh, okay.
She was in the most recent season a little bit and a lot in the season before that as his cop girlfriend. But now they're not together anymore.
That's quite a different type. It's not typecast, that's for sure.
No.
I don't know. I don't know. Why did we need to remake this? Like, I really want to talk about it after watching it with the sound. I don't know. Rob's, like, shitting out an intestine right now. But,
I really wanted to try to delay it as long as possible in the hopes that he shat himself waiting for me to shut up so he could play the video, but then he just... He got the last laugh by playing the fucking video on mute, the motherfucker.
And look, now we're going to go through all of Rob's suggested video, too. This is an ad. Then
we're probably going to get, like, a copyright strike for playing, like, HBO Max shit.
I don't think... Can they do that without audio, though?
I maybe not. Hopefully not.
Because usually what happens is they make you mute. Like, you can see it, but the audio is muted. They might not care.
Oh, look, Deuterino's in the chat.
Hi, Deuterino.
Welcome to Twitch, you handsome, charming men.
Oh, wow. And me, too.
Oh.
There's only two handsome, charming men right now because one of them is shitting out a lung.
Yeah, there's nothing charming about that.
By the way, I'm going to take a break and go over to Rob's house with a suitcase full of ice. just in case.
if the liver is available, yeah, hopefully he doesn't flush it. It's a waste of money right there.
Oh, Rob and your miscarriages of organs.
I guess it is sort of, yeah.
Look at the upper right. That's Macaulay Culkin dead in the movie My Girl.
Why? What is...
I don't know.
YouTube is so strange.
I don't know.
Did you see he was in the news this week because he said that he like wanted to write for WWE but just never got around to it?
No, I didn't, but I did know he was a big fan.
Yeah, I had no idea. I guess he was on Freddie Prinze Jr.'s podcast. Freddie Prinze Jr. has a podcast about wrestling.
He's a writer for WWE.
How? What? How did they? They're just like, oh, you've been to Hollywood, so you're hired.
Well, no, WWE's writing team is all like TV writers now. That's partly why it sucks. It's just all people with no wrestling sensibilities whatsoever. They just decided to be a non-wrestling company that does wrestling.
Weird. I mean, it's if you want to hire TV writers that are also huge wrestling fans, then
sure,
that could make sense. But if you just add it, it's all weird.
It doesn't seem to be a priority to them. Like they Vince McMahon has had this chub on of like being a non-wrestling company forever. Like he goes out of his way not to. They don't even say the word wrestling on the show. They're all superstars and competition. It's not a match. It's not a wrestling match. It's a competition.
Oh,
they're
God.
Competing. The wrestlers are superstars. You know, they never say the word wrestling. They're embarrassed to wrestle.
Well, the superstars thing has been forever, which was – it was weird to me even back then when but I
even
watched.
Even then, like in the 80s and 90s, early 90s, they would say this guy's a superstar, but they would also say you're watching the World Wrestling Federation.
Yeah.
Not anymore. Well, it's like they don't want anything to do with wrestling, which is bizarre to me.
Who does he think is watching the show? It's wrestling fans.
Well, no one. No one's watching it. They want casuals. They want, like, people that, like, they want to consider themselves competing with, like, you know, NBC and ABC. They don't want to consider themselves.
But do they really think that the issue that the casuals have with the production is that they describe it as wrestling too much? I just wish they wouldn't use that word as much. It turns me off. Like, is there, like, some, like, 45-year-old woman somewhere in an office, like, just waiting for her coworker to be like, hey, Susan, did you hear they don't say wrestling anymore?
Yeah.
The show's exactly the same. They just don't say wrestling anymore.
I think what their main problem is that they hate wrestling. The people making the show hate wrestling. And
Rob,
so,
by the way, the video played on mute.
Yeah.
So thanks for that.
Nice.
It's not nice. We had a fucking vamp for like 5 minutes while you shat out a lung.
Was it successful?
Yeah.
Yes, we vamped really good. Oh, you mean his turd popping out? I don't know about that.
Oh, boy.
So we just talked about the Fresh Prince. Do you want to talk about it again? I mean,
we
should play it now.
Did you wash your hands?
Yeah, of course.
Waste of
Noah?
Time. You got to get back here sooner.
Noah? I'm sorry. She said it on the air. I'm not speaking ill of her.
Okay. See, I did the share improperly.
Oh.
Here we go.
Now this is a story. Oh, no. Sorry. Wrong show.
Yeah, we were like, now this is a story.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's actually pretty good.
falsetto.
This time we're trying to make you forget who you are and where you came.
By the way, did you guys talk about the way this series came about is based on a fan trailer?
No, we didn't get to that.
Okay, that's how this whole, just a fan created a trailer for a dramatic Fresh Prince thing, and it went viral, and then they were like, yeah, why not?
NBC has shown that they're very responsive to that kind of thing. Like, remember when they had Betty White host SNL just because there was a fan petition? Like, they'll listen to you.
It was a big Facebook
meme,
yeah.
But that's a good idea.
Yeah, this is...
Don't let it do that.
Damn!
Jeffrey Thompson, house manager.
Will!
He's 36 years old.
10 years is a long time.
Let me show you around. With him, Dom Bat. Hillary! Will!
Let's go find you something fit for a friend.
What do you think?
Ah, oh, made you look.
So, pause it.
Good for Nas.
I was going to say, the fact that Nas is on the soundtrack, is that telling me that this takes place in 1991? Like,
no.
Seriously.
Not at all.
Based on that suit he's wearing and them reacting positively to it.
I don't think that's the intent. I think it takes place in modern day.
Okay.
Yo, Uncle Phil!
I'm glad you're safe. We'll talk later.
I'm like, way to just, like, what? That's what Uncle Phil looks like? I mean, the cat, there's no, the thing about this is there's absolutely no link to the original other than the characters have the same name. Like, why is this called Fresh Prince?
Well, they took a premise and they made a new show out of it, which I'm not opposed to, in theory. The execution here is terrible.
Baby, ask me. You're a long way from home, Mo. Oh, dude. How you been?
This is Carlton.
Driving? I hope one day we can talk about why you're really here. Do you know why I'm here from Philly?
Scrapping the bull court.
That is Jeffrey, right?
What, nasty?
Yeah.
Was it you?
There you go.
It's getting real
some
now.
Some bad man from Philly.
So Jeffrey's Jamaican now?
I guess so.
Why move mountains? I could be here. But here's the story. Came to Bel Air for a better education. Simple. Be patient.
Can we time out for 1 second?
So the twist is some gang leader wants to kill him, and so he's hiding in Bel Air.
Right. Deuterino in the chat says, wonder if they'll have an Aunt Viv switch up in season 3 also. Deuterino, hate to break it to you, but this ain't getting to season 3. We'll never find out if that was their intention.
You know what? Let me just say something. I hope you're right. I hope against hope that this gets canceled before even the full run airs. But I don't agree with you. I think this is going to be like...
Yeah.
A huge hit. I think this
well,
is
the Saved by the Bell reboot got a second season. Yeah. So their standards have to
this
be
looks
low.
More
that
expensive
show was awful.
Than that, though.
Yeah, definitely. That show is brutal. That show...
Did you actually watch that?
I watched like 2 or 3 episodes just because I was curious to see, like, you know what I mean? Like,
Rob is the reboot fanatic. You're watching the new Sex and the City. You watch the fucking Saved by the Bell. Jesus Christ,
that's
man.
Saved by the Bell. I haven't seen it, but I wasn't a huge Saved by the Bell. I was a little too old for that show.
I was a huge Saved by the Bell.
But I also heard from people whose opinions I usually respect that it was great. And it was like Brady Bunch. It was like making fun of itself and also funny. So I don't know. But
this new series is not that at all.
Okay.
Is this going to be – is Bel Air going to be free on Peacock or do you have to have a subscription?
Oh, I don't know.
Because I can't see people, like, subscribing to Peacock to see this. Like, if it's free, all right.
We have a different
is anything free on Peacock? I thought you just needed
with
there's some things. It's mix and match.
I think they typically make the first 2 episodes of a series free.
Oh, that is, like, a problem. But, I mean, like, they don't just have series that are free, right?
The Amber Ruffin Show is one of the few things on Peacock that I watch, and I believe that's free. I have an account, but I believe that's free even if you don't have an account.
Well, if you want to see Fresh Prince,
want to do well, just
sign up for the cop.
My lead. Oh, whoa. Man, you know I'm a rep West Philly wherever I go. Yo, King, what's up, man?
No love. Look around. These are my people. What?
Now on?
Steer clear.
Welcome to Bel Air.
What the hell is my life?
Yo, how dare they reboot Carlton as like someone who has his shit together?
This is a cutout for this. Why are we working so hard to keep a boy who doesn't want to be safe?
I think he has his shit together, but also like he's also in denial. Like the white people all love him, and I think probably that's going to be a thread in this show. That like he's also deluded.
Also, look at how dramatic this aunt character is.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's just sucking the life out of everything good about it.
Yeah, exactly. It's removing everything great about the original show. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah. And I saw some people arguing online, like, what, do you think the original didn't have drama? You know, his father left, came and left him and abandoned him and the crying scene and his, like, racism show episodes. I'm like, no, you're missing the point. The point is not that the original was not dramatic. The point is that you're sucking like a vacuum, everything good, all the jokes and charm, personality, and just leaving the drama. And the drama by itself is whack. It's going to be terrible.
A real man knows when to let go of his pride and make the most out of a second chance.
Uncle Phil, like, I just want to punch him in the face.
What?
It's because you know the real Uncle Phil, and he's so charming and funny. And then you see this fucking like cardboard cutout guy. Central casting, you know, serious black dad. Central casting.
I honestly think, on its own, this could be a very good show. But I just tying it to that previous intellectual property, I think, is a huge mistake. Like, initially, people will be like, oh, I remember that. I'll check this out. But they're going to be disappointed with what they get. But if you just said, here's a fish-out-of-water drama about a black kid moving to, like, a rich part of California, there's potential there, sure. But
there's no point. There's no point because people will come in with expectations and they will not be able to meet them at all.
But I don't disagree with what you just said. I think there is, if you just looked at the story on paper, there'd be potential, but I'm watching the trailer. Like, I'm seeing what they did with it. And it's just super dramatic, like treacly, like over serious shit. It's not,
it looks like any 1 hour drama on Fox.
100%.
And a lot of those are hugely successful. Like they're not anything I watch, but there's an audience.
That's what I'm saying. This is not going to get canceled. I think this is going to be the biggest hit on television.
Well, no, it's on Peacock. So, like, the audience for it, like, if NBC really had faith in it, they would just put it on NBC.
I don't know. I consider that just TV now. I can't even differentiate anymore. But you're right.
I mean, it depends on which platform we're talking about. Peacock is not on the level of, like, Netflix and stuff like that. So it's automatically, like, a smaller chunk of people that are even going to bother seeing this.
That's
maybe they think it's going to be big enough that it's going to be what puts them on that level.
Well, they thought it was big enough to spend like $1 trillion on it because it looks very heavily produced.
The trailer has 1.5 million views, so there's some interest.
Well, I mean, just it's the interest of people being like, oh, they're doing a new Fresh Prince. Let me see what this is. But, like, is it positive? Is it anything lasting? Is it going to get people to subscribe to Peacock? I don't know.
It's just that show came when sitcoms were really going in the shitter. Like, I feel like there was a golden age in the mid-'80s, and then, like, this was, what, 91 that the Fresh Prince came on?
Something like that.
And so it was sort of dying out. And then, like, and then this show just came and sort of revived that whole genre out of nowhere. And I fucking love it for that. And this is like taking away what was good about it. Everything that was iconic about that show is gone.
I want to play the trailer that this show is based on because I actually thought the trailer was interesting.
That's so fine when a fan does it.
Yeah, let's just compare the fan trailer.
See, for some reason you think this is a game. This is not a game, Will. Look at you. Look at you. The only reason why you're not in jail is because Uncle Phil called in a favor.
Take your time. Go deep.
Too easy.
This is already more accurate, just because in the new one, the fucking kid actually looks like a high school student, and Will Smith looked like he was in his late 20s, and this guy looks like he's in his early 30s, so this is already more in line with the original.
You notice?
You're stupid.
Okay, so the guy who made this trailer is involved in the show.
You are carrying a gun.
Maybe they just buy him off and give him money.
No, he's listed as one of the writers.
Oh.
I was looking it up now. I was like, who's running the show? There's not like a creator or showrunner listed. He's listed as a writer and producer or director or something. Morgan Cooper is definitely
all places.
Alone get paid.
It's a second chance. Don't waste.
Will? I will not bail you out again.
In this house, I'm not Uncle Phil.
I'm the law.
Hire this guy.
Myself absolutely.
Yeah, way
clean.
Better, Dr. Phil.
And also looks more like an Dr. Phil. He'd actually be good for Dr. Phil as well.
Dr. Phil would be good for Uncle Phil.
What brings you to Bel Air?
I caught with his gun. How are we related again?
He's from the streets of Philadelphia.
Will needs discipline.
Just a little time. Just a little time and a little love. We are what he needs.
Why don't you go back to Philly? Born and raised, right?
You think I would ever want to be in this life?
You're not welcome, Will.
This fake. Wherever you're from.
This fake. You ain't do anything to earn this. I never had nothing.
My life ain't a sitcom, I did. I don't even feel like I belong here.
Just give it some time. Everything happens for a reason.
Yo, you must be from Philly.
Yeah. What's up, man? I'm Will. Jazz.
Now, wait a minute. How is there no Jazzy Jeff in the new one?
Hey, we're Paris.
Phil, hey. They got you out there?
All right, Philly. Let's see what
Except
you got.
Except they were friends from Philly then, right?
Yeah.
Welcome to Bel Air Academy.
Oh, wait. Were they or was he somebody he met? I can't remember now.
I thought they were, like, way back friends, and he and Jazz somehow also got out to Bel Air.
I can't remember.
Where?
You're not too bad out here.
I just made tea.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you're here. I need to take you shopping. Rodeo Drive. Oh, my gosh.
Why does Ashley look older than her?
I
was summoning my
God to be safe. I don't think that was that's the older sister.
That was Hillary? Okay.
Hillary.
They say my birth certificate curse still made it.
So
so much better.
Yeah.
It was about the same to me.
But still unnecessary.
It's better probably just because it was just meant to be a fan trailer and that's it. And I know that there's not like 10 episodes of drama attached to it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. Fans doing that is fine.
He says, haven't seen a single thing on Peacock. The Girls Five Ever show, I think, is really
It's all right.
Oh,
yeah.
That was, I would say that's
and
better than
We Are Our Lady
that.
Parts also got a lot of, like, critical praise, and I watched that, and it was okay. It was not as good as the critical praise, but it wasn't bad. Good premise. They could have done more with it, but that's the one about a bunch of British Muslim girls who start a punk band.
Mm-hmm.
The MacGruber show was pretty funny. I watched all of that recently. That was quite
I'm
funny.
Almost done with that. Yeah, that's pretty fun. It's all right.
It's just content. All these apps just need content. They're throwing money at anything. This is just, if it wasn't going to be Fresh Prince, it would have been like a reboot of fucking My Sister Sam or some My Two Dads. They're probably working on that too.
A gritty one.
Yeah.
I mean to backtrack a little, but I want to just go back to the Alex Skolnick rap song a little bit, because I wanted to read some of the comments on Metal Injection.
Is there a gritty reboot of that video?
Didn't we get a call earlier from the Metal Injection comments?
One of the comments is maybe. So first of all, the reactions to this video, majority negative, as you can see. And
but they're not mad that it's cringe. They're mad that he's insulting Trump.
Well, the first commenter, Trump Lost Bigly, is the username, says, so bad. I made it about 10 seconds. Sticks to shredding. I think that's the thing to do. So even an anti-Trump guy is telling him it's bad.
They're right. When you're right, you're right.
Actually, there's a lot of positive comments here. Coming from somebody who hates Fox and the election lies and the Capitol riot, this is cringe. Lyrics sound like a middle schooler wrote them. It's hard for me to listen to his music anymore. He was a metal giant. Now he's just a sheep like the rest of them. It amazes me how many people spew falsehoods. They never really seek the truth for themselves. They just believe all the news that comes out of the mainstream without doing any homework. Oh, well.
Shame.
What a damn joke. Keep politics away from metal, or we will have more Rage Against the Machine bands. No, thank you.
Wow. All right.
He's just anti-politics. His name's No to Politics.
I didn't think rap could suck any more than it did, but congrats, Alex. You win the Woke Award. What does that even
mean? Yeah. Well, rap is much, much better when it's not woke, apparently.
I guess Alex works for the government now. What?
I mean, I could see Chuck and Nancy financing a project like this.
Yeah. Alex Skolnick is an op, apparently. PSYOP.
What insurrection? The rioters who brought no guns and shot nobody, where the only person killed was a female protester who was shot by a cop? That's not an insurrection. It's a tame BLM protest. Edgy.
I could see the Republicans financing Ascoli D because just makes the Democrats look terrible.
Yeah, it could go either way. I mean, really.
Reverse psychology. Mr. Karen himself is here. What does that one say? That's all I see. Was that Biden something?
Biden cuck cult in attendance.
That was Sid's punk band. That was a band at the temple.
That was back when Biden was cool. That was in the old days. He was edgy.
That was when the conservatives liked him. He did the crime bill. He wanted to round up every black person and put them in prison. That was like the number one conservative hit list. He was number one with a bullet. Oh, I didn't even mean that. Wow. Double meaning.
I used to look up to this a-hole when I was growing up in the late 80s and early 90s before he quit Testament and ran away to New York. Since he's been running his yap for years on social media, I've lost all respect for him and will never support anything he does. I know he doesn't care what, quote, dumb metal fans think, unquote, because he grew up a rich kid and fancies himself better than the rest of us with his jazz / New York / rich background.
This comment has been a roller coaster. I was against it in the beginning, but when he started slandering jazz, I started getting more on his side.
Was Scully D a rich kid? I didn't know that. What's his
background?
No, what's his
not at all.
He works at the Cheesecake Factory. How rich can he be?
I think it's the implications because he moved to New York. He must be rich. I don't know.
Oh, no. He says he grew up a rich kid. He has a rich background.
I don't know.
He has a very positive.
We'll throw back old school rap. Skolnick nails the lyrics. Not so much performing them, but the content is spot on. A true American patriot, unlike that idiot from Ice Cream.
Yeah, there you go. That's
what
fucking
backhanded compliment. Well, he nailed the lyrics. I mean, not when he actually says them. That part, not so much.
A patriot that thinks CNN and the brain-dead leftist media are truthful and aren't actually failing miserably?
Dummy.
Oh, here we go. Alex is a bottom of the barrel disposable bug for the cabal. That's right. I said it. Cabal's puppets. Lots of them everywhere. I lost respect for you. And because of you, Testament 2, just like Megadeth's Ellison, like the band didn't know what he was doing. LOL. I listened to your music for a long time until you shared your words about Trump, your only president. That put people first without getting clipped.
What?
Disgusting the true colors. So he's not even fucking from the U.S. Yeah. Idiot. Disgusting the true colors that came out you. How much did they pay you for this? The left-wing yo-yos. Or how much pizza? TikTok, TikTok, TikTok.
How much pizza?
Whoa, I like this comment. I bet Alex is hung like a horse.
Oh, we need the reply.
Wouldn't matter. What
matter?
He's an old lady.
An old lady.
And also, that person's name is Scully D, I think. What was their name?
Scold Manchild.
Oh.
This one I like. Bah-ha-ha, insurrection. Where were all the guns then? No one was killed by anyone except the Capitol Police. No,
and
do a
drugs.
Year of riot. Yeah. And what?
And drugs. Two people died of an overdose later. One person died of natural causes, and one idiot got herself shot by a cop. So,
didn't one of the Capitol Police die?
That was an initial report that the mob killed the cop, and then like a week later it came out that he had like a pre-existing condition and died of a congenital heart failure or something. So maybe like the excitement of it could have caused that. We don't know, but like nobody really died as a direct result of the events there except the idiots that were rioting.
Yeah. Delightful.
But also, that was used to scare the shit out of people. I still see people saying online, like, or on Twitter or whatever, like, we can't let this happen again. They killed five people. I'm like, I don't agree with them doing what they did, but that's not factually correct. That's made up. Like, they didn't kill five people. Four of the idiots died on the scene, or a couple died later. You know what I mean? That's just making shit up to me. I don't think this is anything to be scared of. I think this should be an example of, like, dumbassery, like people being told what to do by their boomer Facebook groups, you know? And that it should be a cautionary tale of being cringe. I don't think we should be worried about, like, democracy failing because these people showed up with antlers on. You know, I don't connect those two things. I think it's being used as propaganda to rile people up.
Well, speaking of stuff to rile people up,
yes.
There's a wonderful story about an entrepreneur.
Is it a story all about how your life got flipped, turned upside down?
No, it's actually even better. A reality star made $200,000 from selling her farts in mason jars.
God bless.
Beautiful business model here. And apparently she was farting so much that she ended up going to the hospital. And so
is
now,
that what almost happened to you earlier, Rob?
I didn't end up going to hospital. I just had to poo a little bit. Okay. And I guess so, as a matter of health, she's pivoted to now selling NFTs of the fart jars.
Wait, can you still smell the NFTs? Like scratch and sniff NFT?
This isn't one of those celebrity rug poots, is it?
Stephanie Maddow, 31, made headlines around the world when she announced that she'd have to retire from selling her farts in jars after she says she was hospitalized while trying to keep up with the skyrocketing demand. Former star of TLC's 90 Day Fiancé says she made around $200,000 selling her bottled farts to her fans. But doctor advised her that her excessive windbreaking was taking a toll on her body.
Man, it's a good thing Ozzy didn't get wind of this, because then like he might try to push a few farts out.
Can excessive windbreaking be the title of the episode?
Sure. It could be the title of my life.
Instead of abandoning the business venture entirely, Maddow told Insider that she decided to pivot to selling her farts as non-fungible tokens. Now Maddow is hoping to carve out a space in the NFT world with her unique fart art. There's space for everybody, she said during a phone call at the Insight. She explained while she was running an 18 and over fan subscription platform similar to OnlyFans, she received a lot of requests for her farts. I always thought it was a complete joke. But last year, she said she decided to sell her farts as an experiment to see if anybody would actually purchase them. Her first batch of 97, each selling for $500, ended up selling out instantly, she said. The second shipment, selling for $1,000, also sold out. Mateo said she made approximately $200,000 total.
Farts.
A customer of hers, who asked only to be referred to as John, told Insider why the product was so appealing to him. The 43-year-old financier, who said he spent $1,000 on two fart jars, explained that it helped him feel a sense of, quote, closeness to Maddow.
I bet.
I have a lot of fetishes, John says, and one of them is that I like to I like the smell of a woman. I like all of the smells.
You go down to Macy's and just stand in the perfume aisle. You don't got to buy a jar full of farts.
Not in this COVID era. Got to keep social distance. You can't get close enough to get what the good stuff.
Is there anyone selling pleasant smells in a jar as an NFT? Like, seriously.
That's too easy. By the way, Deuterino says Sharon will sell her pads as NFTs. I hate to break it to you, Deuterino, but I don't think Sharon has any use for pads anymore. I think that day has come and gone.
Yeah, but she's a businesswoman. She saved them from like 1983.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
They're all in a vault.
Let's see. Someone ordered a 2001.
Ship like a fine wine.
Yes. That was a great vintage for my menzies.
This is getting too far. Too far. Matto said that over the holiday season this year, orders from devoted customers like John flooded in. I knew I wasn't going to fulfill them, but I tried anyway, she added. One morning, she had three large servings of protein shakes and several bowls of black bean soup to help meet the demand, but she started to feel unwell. With sharp shooting pains in her chest and heart, she decided to go to the ER.
Sid, is this triggering you in any way? Like...
It's Ghost of Christmas Future, for sure.
Doctors diagnosed her with severe gas pain, Matto explained, and advised her that her windbreaking was harming her body. Quote, I had to rethink my business model because I knew that selling my farts in this way was just not something that was physically sustainable for me.
I poop so much.
So now she makes these NFTs, which are really cute. Kilo fart jars.
How much?
It said half an each, so that's like 1,500, 2,000.
Good God.
I'm sorry. They're selling for 0.05 each, so $186.
Okay, that's fine. That's a discount NFT.
I don't think that cute drawing of fart jars is reaching the same demographic as the actual fart jar. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
Not sure that the guy that wants to stick his face in the smell of her anus like really wants a drawing of that.
Now, Speculum Fight has a good question. He asks, is a fart jar better or worse than selling used bathwater? I would say worse.
Worse, why?
Used bathwater doesn't stink. It's not excrement.
So stinking is better?
It's worse.
Well, I mean, I think, I don't know how to answer that. It depends on what perspective. Like, from her perspective, get that bag. I don't think whatever the fuck she's selling good. If she's making people buying it,
yeah,
go for it.
Yeah.
Which is worse to stick your face in is another one I can answer. And definitely it's the farts. I don't want to smell anyone's farts, even if she was the most beautiful woman in the world. Like, if I'm in love with somebody and they're farting in my face, I'll tolerate it. You know what I mean?
But why are they farting in your face?
Colloquially. I don't mean
what
like
kind of
my...
love is that, Darren? Expect
well,
better.
The
on,
people buying the fart jars probably would love that. It's like
that's
their dream come
consensual.
True. But when I say farting in my face, I mean sitting around farting constantly in the room with me. You know what I mean? Like, it's in your face. I don't mean, like, I literally
okay,
put
right,
my
right,
face
that's
there.
Fair. I thought you were, like, somebody was squatting over your fucking...
No. Oh, that'd be instant just... divorce. Get out of here. No. But, no, my point is, like, you can tolerate that, but it's not something I want to smell. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But, so, bathwater, 100%. I don't want it. Her beauty does not enter into it. It doesn't make the fart more tolerable.
But what do you do with the bathwater? Do you drink it?
Neither one of these is my thing, so
yeah.
I don't really know what they do, but I think they like probably drink the bathwater or jump in the bathwater, like pour it out.
Honestly, I'm hoping that like the people that sell farts in jars are just actually just selling jars, and the people that are selling bathwater are actually just selling a cup of water, and that none of this is authentic.
Yeah, the bathwater
screwing people over.
The bathwater is probably hard to authenticate. I feel like a jar of farts has got to smell at least somewhat like
a fart. But even
fart,
like after
right?
like a week in the mail or whatever, you think you're still expecting like a full potent stink when you
well, I mean, I'm paying 0.05 ETH. I mean, I'm hoping that they highly pressurize it, right?
That's for the NFT.
Well,
the farts are more expensive.
Even more so, to my point, Ben. Wouldn't you expect it to be, like, sort of fucking, like, hermetically sealed or something?
I assume so.
But are you really going to make, no pun intended, that much of a stink if you get the fart jar and then it doesn't smell strong enough? Like, are you going to go public with your complaint?
Yes.
You're probably just like, oh, no, it wasn't that stinky of a fart. That's how hot she is, that her farts don't smell. I'm not going to, like, go on social media from my account, like, saying, excuse me, I ordered a very expensive jar with a fart in it, and it smells like there was no fart in there.
You're not going to be a fart, Karen? I think, yes. I mean, I can only project what I might do in this situation because I would never pay a dime for a fucking fart. But I feel like I would complain. That's a lot of money. If I'm spending that much money on a fetish.
Is there a customer service line? Can you, like, reach out to your, like, credit card company, like, to get money back? And they're like, what was the item? And what was wrong with the item?
Fart jar. What was that? I couldn't hear you, sir. Could you speak up, please? It was a fart jar. A jar full of farts, okay? A jar full of farts.
Oh, my God.
They should have just a line, like that company there, whoever she's working with to distribute these farts, should just have a customer service line so that you don't have to talk to, like, you know, Chase.
Very discreet.
Yeah, they hear those complaints all day, so they're not fazed by it.
They smell those farts.
In fact, they get all serious. They're like, probably, you know, they deal with the fart was too fruity or something. Like, it wasn't pungent enough. There wasn't enough black bean soup.
I'd be more interested if, like, I could, like, when I place the order, I could tell you what I want you to eat that day.
Yeah. I specifically requested pineapple zest.
I want chicken enchiladas with salsa verde, extra cheese. And maybe a side of chips and guac.
I'll take chocolate mousse with a soupçon of mint.
Oh, my God.
You don't order chocolate mousse from a fart catalog. You might get a little extra surprise in the mail.
Did you ever think, Darren, when you started your career in broadcasting, that there'd be a time where you'd be on air saying you don't order chocolate mousse from a fart catalog?
You know,
did you ever
what?
Think that was a sentence you'd be saying?
I think, knowing my personality, I think I could foresee that.
Fart catalog was my nickname in high school.
I'm more surprised that I'm saying I wouldn't do that.
It's a lot of personal growth on your part.
Yeah. You're right. And I appreciate you noticing that.
Of course.
All right.
I hope she doesn't have a personal growth. It might pop out into the jar. Imagine she sends a fart jar and it's got, like, maybe some, like, little tumorous, and it goes to a doctor.
Like a polyp.
God forbid. And he diagnoses something on her and she lives because of that, because of her fart. And now she can't. That can't happen because it's just NF fucking T's now.
It's sad. I mean, clearly her health is already declining. So
yeah.
And now more than ever.
You are what you eat, man. No joke. My health improved so fucking much from just cutting out. I don't even eat that great. I just cut out red meat, and that's it. That's really all I did differently. I feel so much better.
Rob, what did you eat that made you have to run to the bathroom?
Right? I had a Graves Papaya hot dog yesterday, and I've been paying for it ever since. Yeah,
it takes a while.
Paying for it all day, yep.
One hot dog did this to you?
Mm-hmm. You're making me have withdrawal. I fucking love those hot dogs.
Yeah.
Was it literally Graves Papaya, or was it like a knockoff?
Nope, it was Graves Papaya. Or I guess Papaya King, maybe? The one on West 4th.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember which one is which, but there's a lot of those popped up. Like
the thing that kind of blew me away that made me feel like an old man was the hot dog cost $3.25.
What?
And I was just like, why in my day? It was like $1.50 at most. I was expecting to pay
wasn't
like
it 50
$2.
Cents? It was 50 cents back in the day.
It was like 50 cents like 20 years ago.
Yeah, that's when I used to go there all the time. So there was that place on West 4th. Across the street, there was a place where the hot dogs were like either 75 cents or a dollar. And once in a while, my friends would suggest we go there. I'm like, what are you, a fucking millionaire? There's 50 cent hot dogs right here. Who do you think you are?
I can remember that for $1.50, you get two hot dogs and like a mango juice. It was the best deal in town.
There was one that had like 50 cent hot dogs, and then a hot sausage was a dollar. Mm-hmm. So it was like a fatter hot dog. But there's a lot of those places. There's one in Brooklyn not all that far from you, Rob. They have like they have cheaper hot. They have like, it's like $1.50 now. I mean, 20 years later.
Hmm. I'm into the Shake Shack dogs. They're pretty nice.
They are. They do have a good hot dog. I can't eat any of this stuff anymore, but I fucking love it.
Well, one thing we think you will love is the RIP Alive Cast Patreon.
Yeah, baby.
Join our Patreon. Look at all this stuff we have on our Patreon. You get access to all of our past video episodes, video versions of our episodes, and bonus episodes. Like, we did a Matrix roundtable discussion.
Yes.
A full episode of us talking about the new Matrix.
There's not many burps in it, though.
The old Matrixes. It was very, very fun.
Oh, I had such a good time talking about that.
Yeah, that's great.
And last month's bonus was we watched Hellaware, the movie where the drop of ours about cutting dicks off comes from. Mm-hmm.
Would you like to hear that one? Or,
you can play it. And then we also did a live cast meme hall of fame with the 9/11 Never Forget song, Your Boy Bangs, It Don't Fucking Match. There's so much great stuff in here. You get access to all of the bonus episodes that we did over the last 2+ years. And it's only $5 a month to get access. Other watch alongs we've done is Cube 2 Hypercube, Escape the Undertaker. A lot of Sid TV talks here.
Yeah, once a week, every Thursday.
Then we got I feel like we don't talk about the Out for Justice watch along enough, because that was really, really good. I had a really good time watching that with the three of you at the time.
Why don't you play that and just jump to a random moment in the watch along and just let's see what we're talking about at this random spot, wherever you pop to.
Do you see it?
No.
I still just see the Patreon.
Nothing changed.
One moment.
Oh, look, it's Noah.
You and I, we don't know each other so good.
Oh, perfect spot.
When your brother was around town sucking dicks, just the same.
Oh.
My brother's here. You wouldn't talk shit like that. Yeah, but he's not here. And you know why he's not here?
Because he's sucking dicks.
chicken shit fucking pussy ass.
Wait, so he's fucking pussy and sucking dicks?
And chicken.
Why?
It's a setting for profanity. Fuck you.
We're about to get to anybody seen Richie.
You be over here using my belt for like illegal means, would you? Bookmakers and illegal activities, you know. You also would not know that Richie owns this place and that he sells narcotics here because he's a fucking puke. And
by the way, this movie was genuinely awesome.
Oh, great.
Like, a lot of the movies we watch kind of suck, but
you don't know nothing, do you? It's a perfectly well done action 80s, 90s.
Call him a mannequin
movie.
Potato?
There we go.
Anybody know why Richie did Bobby
Lupo?
Yes.
Ugad.
All right. That's enough free time.
Yeah, that's good. You can watch the whole thing on our Patreon. We got so much on there. $5 a month. Get in there. Really good stuff. If you don't have $5 a month to share with us, that's fine. There's plenty of other ways to support us. The foremost way at this point is please follow us on Twitch. If you have a Twitch account, RIP Livecast. We're also on YouTube. Follow us on YouTube. We're going to be posting these videos on YouTube as well now. And we're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. And join our Discord chat. We're in there all week long. You can hang out with us. You can chat. You can discuss with the three of us, other Livecast stars. And we also have a fun little music break that we do called the RIP Livecast Music Break every week. We each pick a song to add to the playlist. It's on Spotify. Give it a search. Just search RIP Livecast. You'll find it. And this week I picked Meshuggah from their Nun EP. Sickening Nun is my favorite release by Meshuggah, and I'm pretty sure they're getting set to release a new album, which I'm pretty excited about. And so I've been listening to some old Meshuggah in anticipation.
Awesome.
What about you, Sid? What did you pick?
I picked a song by Bridget Everett and the Tender Moments. The song is called Titties. It is a great song.
Oh, it's great.
And you might know Bridget Everett. She played the mom in the movie Patty Cakes, which was fantastic. She's had a Comedy Central special. And this coming Sunday night, she has a new series premiering on HBO called Somebody Somewhere that I am very, very, very excited
for. Yeah, it looks very good.
Produced and written by the Duplass brothers, whose
show
Togetherness on HBO was one of my favorite fucking shows of like the last decade of HBO programming that sadly got canceled too soon. But I think this one has a lot of similar vibes to that show, so I'm very excited.
Darren?
You're muted, Darren.
My fault.
Solidarity for the Fresh Prince video.
That means you didn't hear my drop when you mentioned what song you played.
That's my titties.
Yeah.
I played Westbound and Down by Jerry Reed, which is everyone knows the song Eastbound and Down, which the TV show got its name from, but it's a very famous song. But I was watching one of my favorite movie franchises, Smokey and the Bandit, and that Jerry Reed like rewrote his song Eastbound and Down and made it relevant to the movie Smokey and the Bandit because they're driving west in the movie. So he made it Westbound and Down. And I love that both songs. And I love that whole genre of like 70s kind of more rocky country music, like Jerry Reed and, you know, like Hank Williams and all that stuff. Like I love Johnny Cash. My love of country stops around like 1979, but I was in that mood, and I've been in that mood for a while. And if you haven't seen Smokey and the Bandit, it's great. It's just classic cinema that still holds up today. Check it out. Lots of really good comedians are in that series. Just fantastic. Go watch Smokey and the Bandit.
All righty. So, before we get out, what else do I have to, is there anything else that needs plugging other than the shout-outs? Really quick, Dude Reno in the chat asked, are Cronuts still a thing? Yeah. I actually had one last month.
They're still a thing that exists, but the craze of Cronuts has really died out.
There's still a line for them. It's less of a line. They're more accessible, but you do have to wait for a little bit to get some.
What flavor did you get?
It was like some raspberry flavor. They have different flavors every month.
Once Dunkin' Donuts got Cronuts, I feel it was over. You know what
they
I mean?
They don't
sell that's different. Right? That was a limited time thing.
No, but what I'm trying to say is
tastes a million times better than the Dunkin' Donuts one.
I'm not saying they're comparable. I'm just saying the fact that it got to the level where Dunkin' Donuts was making them means the craze was dead.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah, that I agree with for sure. So as we wind it down, we hope you enjoyed it. We'd love your feedback. Let us know what you think of watching us. Hopefully you got to watch it. And if not, tune in next week to watch us. That'd be nice.
You let them know just to kind of know you said it before, but you know, we're showing these for free now.
Yep.
So you can watch them. You know, if you're only listening on audio, you can look at our mugs now. You can see
look at what computer we're watching on our computer screens too.
And you can overlook that and get the actual benefit of the video by seeing the things we're talking about that are on the screen.
Yeah.
And if you're like, wow, I really want to support these guys. They give me so much great content for free. Join our Patreon. And there's a few people we especially want to shout out, and those are our top LifeCast fans. To be a top LifeCast fan, you get all the perks of the regular Patreon $5 tier, plus a shout-out at the end of the show because you love us just a little extra, and we love you just a little extra because you're giving us $5 extra a month. So
quite true.
We love you for that, and we appreciate it, and we appreciate all of our patrons. And so how should we do it this week?
I think you should do it as Rippity Rap and Scully D.
Oh, Darren's gonna have to do that one.
No,
I'm a good rapper. You should do it badly.
Yeah, come on, Rob.
How about we do it together?
Yeah.
I'll be Kimmy G and you be Scully D. Scully.
Rob a run and Darren MC. There you go. Rob a DMC.
You need a beat. Where's a beat?
Hit it.
Rob, play a generic beat or something.
Let's see. All right, here we go.
Sid, you should do this too. It's your idea. You're putting us on the spot.
No, I'm the idea guy, my mug says. There you go.
Yo.
One,
one, one. Hey, hey, hey. Gonna throw Eric's shout out into the bin because I want to give a special one to Benjamin.
El Dudorino. And then, if you listen to Escoli D, please don't drive our car off a cliff.
Sam, I am coming off my lipper. Big shout out to Mindy Mayer's Kippa.
Oh, this is frighteningly bad. Jander and Rabba Kanoush, a.k.a. Justin. I know that when Schooly D listens to his own music, he be busting. I'm not.
Shasur Shasusitz and Rabba Vampiro. I got a fart and
okay.
Drink a beero.
So you're not putting any Trump stuff
in. Oh, you're right.
Rob Vampiro, Hugo likes tacos and Lego Dangs, did not contest the election, but they're down at the Capitol doing an insurrection.
Oh! Say hello to LaCroix. Say hello to Corey and Scotty H. I want to give a shout out. I'm done.
Okay. Doug Pigman, and who gave Ron the hickey? I love Biden so much, I want to suck his dicky. Oh.
That's a drop.
Sure.
Douglas, who are you, Levison? Hey, guys, it's Josh. Let's head down to the Capitol and start a mosh.
Oh. No, but he would be against that. What? You're not true to Scully D.
Yo, yo, yo. RIP Livecast 2022. Shout out to my homies.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening.
Shout out to Rachel Maddow.
Shout out to Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah.
Give me those sock tips.
That sexy dashiki that she wore.
It's a kente cloth. Come on. Show proper.
Kente cloth. You think she knows what it is?
No.
Her drunk ass. I want to take it off.
We'll be back next Tuesday. We love you. We'll kiss you.
Nancy Pelosi wearing kente cloth. When she opens her mouth, out flies a moth. I'm Scully D. Damn. It's
almost
hard to...
exactly 90 minutes.
It's hard to rap bad on purpose.
That was great. And we didn't even get to David D. Rain Man.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
Or your Metal 2020 thing. We already have a full episode for next week already set up.
That's timeless. We can do that any week.
Yeah. Hold the on. Hulk Hogan
make
thing.
Sure we're not live.
It says ended.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I see. Oh, and there is a time thing. Okay, that's good.
Yes, you didn't see that. It was up the whole time for me.
No. I guess I didn't notice it. Okay, so that went well. Clips?
I don't know. The fart drawer has to go in there somewhere. The fart stuff. Talking about, like what, you know, the hypotheticals of ordering a fart jar. I thought
yes.
That was really funny.
Maybe something from the Fresh Prince thing.
Okay. Like when Rob came back, you mean?
Yeah, it was actually audio.
We had some good lines in there, too, like when it was muted, but
If you want, I mean, if you want to listen through it, I mean, just something from that section, whichever you think is best.
All right.
And then, yeah, Shkoli D, something from...
I like how I have everyone saying Shkoli.
I forget that. Yeah, it just sounds right.
Shkolnik. Try to Americanize it. You can't get away with that. Come on. Yeah. Be true to your